Hello, everybody. Welcome back to the RPO podcast. In this episode, it is our college football only episode voted by our Instagram poll the other day and our college football episode today. We will be talking about all of the Power 5 schools opt-outs, which is the Pac-10 and the Pac-12. Those are the only two schools out of the Power 5 that opted out this season. And we'll be talking about that. We'll be talking about Justin Fields' petition to keep the Big Ten playing football this season. And we'll be talking about potentially teams changing their conference so that they can play football this season, such as Nebraska. And also, we will be talking about the three Power 5 teams that are remaining and what stands for them. And you can listen to all of that after this brief sponsor break. Welcome back to the RPO podcast, everybody. I'm Ryan Cobbs. And as you would have heard in the intro, today we are doing our whole college football episode. Now, we're going to kick off the episode with talking about the two Power 5 conferences and them opting out. Now, those two conferences were both the Big Ten and the Pac-12. While the Pac-12 followed the Big Ten's decision on Tuesday to opt out after the We Want to Play movement and the We Are United movement both joining together. So they decided to stop the season, not necessarily because of that, but because of COVID. And, you know, COVID's not been too great. Nobody's really liked COVID. Don't know anybody who's liked COVID, but enough about COVID. So they both opted out. And there are some teams, such as Nebraska, who are thinking about maybe moving to another conference to play football. And that could have some severe consequences to that could have some legal issues. They could get sued by the Big Ten, or something like that. They probably would move back to the Big 12, and another reason why the Big 12 might not want them is because it would be taking up a lot of the TV time for some other colleges that are in the Big 12, such as Oklahoma, Baylor, and Texas, all those big schools, they're all in the Big 12. So it would be taking up their TV time, which is how they're going to be getting all their money this season with no fans, no concessions. And it's generally how they make a lot of their money anyway, but it's going to really hurt them if they don't have all their TV time that they get. And then there's some players, too, that really want to play, just like Justin Fields. He just made a petition to have the Big Ten play football. And at this point right now, he has over 100,000 signings, which is amazing. Especially, so hopefully the Big Ten can play. And the Pac-12, the Pac-12 is not that big of a conference. I mean, there's not that many good teams in it. Like, maybe Oregon and Utah, but that's about it. But they've also opted out. And there hasn't necessarily been that I've heard of. There probably has been some, but I haven't heard of many teams trying to opt out of that, or get out of there because of, they started the We Are United movement, excuse me, they started the We Are United movement, and so they didn't necessarily want to play from the beginning. Well, it's not that they didn't want to play, they had their own guidelines that they wanted the NCAA to follow, but they weren't going to follow this because the NCAA is annoying. And they're big jerks. They don't pay the players. Those players deserve to be paid. But enough about that. So that's not good. It's amazing that Justin Fields has all those signings. But there's like players like Justin Fields, which I've talked about a lot in the segment. He might transfer back to Georgia. That's the team that signed him. I guess you could say signed or recruited him. And then he didn't play, and now. But yeah. But then there's also the players who are opting. We'll get to that in another segment. But, yeah. Well, that's about it for this. Oh, what I think about it. I think it's good that they're opting out. I mean, if they're taking the precautions that Jim Harbaugh is saying they are. I think it's Jim Harbaugh. Yeah, I think it's Jim Harbaugh. That Jim Harbaugh is saying they are making to keep players safe, and though they haven't had many positive tests, then I think they could possibly play. But, you know, that's not happening. Yeah, I don't know. But this week was a really crazy week for those divisions because those Power 5 conferences, because they were throwing curveballs left and right. They delayed the decision. And then all the coaches were like, yeah, no, we're playing. We're playing. We're playing. We're playing. We're playing. But no. They say no. And the presidents of the colleges are like, no, we're not playing because of COVID. And they're all like, no, we should play because then the players are safer here than they are anywhere else. But, you know, yeah, they might play, but they're canceling them to the spring. So, yeah. Now, that's the end of this segment. Tune in for the next one. See you in a bit. Welcome back to the RPO podcast. In this segment, we're talking about the three other Power 5 conferences that did not opt out of the season, which are the SEC, Big 12, and ACC. We'll start with the SEC, which has many top teams, such as Florida, Alabama, LSU, Auburn, and the list goes on and on and on and on. Now, they came out with their schedule the other day, and they added two new teams from each conference, and a lot of the coaches got irked by that decision. Well, not of the decision, but of the team that they're playing and how they were chosen. Some of them were saying it's bias, which it probably is, you know, because they want better schedules or stuff or more TV time for those teams because they get it's easier. But they were saying it was bias and all that. So they had a meeting on, was it like Friday? On Thursday. And it became really heated. Like, Missouri is now playing, like, a lot of other teams, such as Alabama, Florida, more teams than they were originally going to play that are higher up. And LSU, I believe, or Georgia, or was it Florida? Yeah. Mississippi State will play road games against Alabama, Georgia, LSU, which were all, like, they were all top 10 teams. They already faced them a lot anyway, so I don't know. But they're playing them twice now. Lane Kiffin, will also play five of those teams, a lot of those teams. And Missouri will face four teams of Alabama, Florida, Georgia, and LSU, all ranked in the top eight of the coaches' poll. So I can see how they would be irked or pissed off. So, yeah, there's that. There's also, and then, some other news around is Trevor Lawrence saying all the players are going to be much safer in their campuses than anywhere else, which I somewhat agree to, because they'll be in like their own bubble. But you also have to remember that they are college students, so they're there to get an education and play football, but the education should come first, and they won't be able to get necessarily an equalized education with them being there, and then they will have to walk to classes, which they normally have to do, but they'll be empty, and they'll just be in their dorms, have a bubble, and they have to be mature adults and not college kids, you know. They can't go off and party or get or bring back girls or anything like that. And then there's the Big 10. I was just talking about the Big 10. The Big 12, they had 9 positive COVID tests. Their coach Lincoln Riley did say that they had already known about those while they were at home and stuff, and they would be more secure at campus at Oklahoma. But, I mean, that's still not good. 9 positive COVID tests. I mean, you don't even know. He probably is telling the truth. I don't know why he would lie about that. But if he's not, it's not good for them. Because 9 is, 9 is a lot. And then that could spread to other people. What else happened? Well, they didn't opt out, and when I really think about that is, I think they should play college football. You know, I like college football. College football is it's a big part of where those players are. That's how they get a lot of their money. So it makes sense that they would play college football now, but you know, it doesn't really it makes sense, and I like it. I applaud the decision. I just hope they can, be better than baseball and not have so many COVID tests, because you can't, you want to be able to trust them, those college students. And I mean, you can't really, the Indians pitcher, he went out to do something, and then he was suspended, and he's a mature adult, and these are college kids, they want to have the college experience. So yeah, you never know. Hopefully they can show some restraint. Well, that's gonna conclude this segment, and I will see you after the break. Welcome to segment 3 of the RPO podcast, everybody. And in this segment, we're talking about Justin Fields, the Ohio State quarterback and runner-up for the Heisman Trophy Award last year's petition to have the Big Ten play college football this season. Now, we did touch on this a little bit in segment 1, but I feel like this deserves its entire segment because, one voice can change so much. And I mean, I want the Big Ten to play. I love a lot of the teams in the Big Ten, like Maryland and Ohio State, Penn State, because they all play so well, and they're so, just, if we can get a lot of college football, it's great, because, you know, you want a lot of college football. Now, with this petition, so far, he has over 100K signs, and it's been less than 24 hours, I believe. I wonder what's gonna happen if they don't, sign it, because, well, what's going to happen if they reach their goal? Are they going to be able to... Is the Big Ten going to change their decision or not? I personally don't think they will change their decision. It was a 10-2 vote for teams to play. And... No. Don't think he's gonna be able... I don't think it's gonna work out for him. I hope it does, but I don't think it will. But, yeah. That's really what I think about this. But... It does look like that the Big Ten is seeing what Justin Fields is putting out there, and they haven't commented at this time, but, hopefully they will. And, if they don't do this, if they do have football this year, it won't be as much of a mess because there won't be as many teams wanting to leave the conference. So, well, that's really all I have to say on this issue. Now, stick around for the last segment. Segment 4, where we will be talking about all what teams we think might leave their conferences to go play elsewhere. That's coming up after this quick break. Welcome back to the final segment of the RPO podcast today. Now, in this segment, we will be talking about what teams we think potentially might move out of their conference and go to another one, and what conferences we think they will go to. Now, some of the MAC conferences, which are some of the lower, still D1, schools such as like Boise State, they are still planning on playing football this season, and because they might move to a conference such as the ACC. So that's something I wanted to throw out there. Now, one of those teams is Nebraska. They've openly spoken about wanting to leave because there's no football. They might move back to the Big 12 where they were originally. There's that team. Maybe Iowa. They wanted to play football this year. They were one of the two teams that decided to still, that they wanted to play football for the Big 10 this year. Didn't work out for them. They might move. Now, those are really the only teams that I would think would potentially move out of their conferences. But there are many, many players that I would think would consider to transfer. Justin Fields, who I've talked about a lot in this episode, and I mentioned might transfer back to Georgia, where he originally played and committed to, that recruited him. And then, let's see, maybe, all right, And then maybe, like, Talia Tagovailoa. I know won't transfer. I hope he transfer. I wish he would transfer, but he probably won't. Because he transferred to Maryland this year. Okay, now we have maybe, so there's this Penny Swell. Now, I think he might possibly transfer because he's supposed to be a very high draft pick. So, there's him. That's really the only. There's probably a lot more, but I don't. Those are the only ones I can really think of off the top of my head, and with my research in front of me. Maybe some seniors, possibly might transfer out of their conferences or their teams to play for a team that is playing football this season, so they can play one more year. There's a lot of seniors in the league, so I don't know if I'll be able to get to all of them. Now, what does this mean? I said this is an all college football thing, but I'm going to throw one NFL thing in there. It's not necessarily totally NFL, but it's close. The NFL draft. What does this mean for the NFL draft? All these conferences pushing their schedules back. Now, it's not, I don't think it'll look good for the NFL draft. They're supposed to not have the draft before, like, June, but with spring football lasting 15 weeks, and, you know, the NCAA and those schools also have to try to find time for, like, basketball, March Madness, and all those, and all that stuff. I don't think it's gonna look good. They're probably gonna have to do it in, like, mid-June, early July, something like that. And just with all this shenanigans going on, don't think it's going to work. Well, I think that's going to wrap it up for this episode of the Arpia Podcast. Follow our Instagram, at the Arpia Podcast on Instagram. And while you're at it, listen to us on Apple Podcast and leave a 5-star review. It would really help us out. Listen to us next week. See you.